So at the subatomic level, everything is susceptible to the observer effect, like we said before. It's either a particle or it's a wave. And
now you said, I remember reading on the internet or on the keys that you could actually feel your bones moving when Sherry was working on you?
When Michelle was the first time, I could feel the bones moving. And when Sherry was working on me, I would feel the pressure of it. It's how would I explain it? It felt like it was fusing. I could feel the fusing going on more than the bone actually moving. When Michelle worked on me, I definitely felt the bone moving. It was excruciatingly painful.
So you're friends with them in that because they, as healers, see you as your body as waves, they can manipulate or move you.
Right. So if you are in your left brain, you're seeing people as particles, immovable, doctors, medicine, traditional things. If you can move your brain over into what we consider right brain, and you go to the quantum field where everything is possible or anything is possible, that there's a probability outcome instead of something set in stone, and you choose a different probability, if you go to the quantum field and then say, I'm going to bring back the health of that foot before it was broken, or I'm going to bring back something from a parallel universe that would be useful. If you go into the quantum field and bring back information and put it into a person, then when they come back to being a particle being, things change. And that has been my experience with matrix energetics. Another story, when I was first learning to do matrix energetics back in November, the person who was teaching me is a recreational leader for the VA hospital, and one of her patients was going in to get his second leg amputated. And she was asking him, can I do something kind of strange? And can I just touch your body here and here? She did what's called a two-point process. And he gave permission, and she worked on him, and then as he left, she continued imagining him in front of her, and she continued working on him. And then in class, one of us sat as proxy, and we all worked on him. We were setting up a strong morphic resonance around this man. We were seeing him with his leg healed. He had had no vein activity or blood flow for over a year. That's why he was going in this particular day to go get the preliminaries to have his leg amputated the following day. So she looked at him one last time. She'd been doing this on him for about 2 weeks. He had five doctors come in and look at him, and they couldn't understand how the circulation had returned to his leg, how he could transfer from chair to wheelchair easier, how he was starting to feel his leg again. They didn't understand it. And they asked what had happened. And he said, well, Emily did something weird. Yeah, she just, you know. Well, now the VA hospital has given her the okay to use this on all the veterans and is teaching the veterans how to do this. It's pretty amazing.
Well, it's amazing, the veterans hospital.
I know. And she's the recreation specialist. But she has a certificate from Richard Bartlett that says she's a certified matrix energetics practitioner. And because she has that certificate and because she has a degree from the university, they have allowed her to start teaching this. So we felt pretty good that we helped save this man's leg. And this is what happens when you participate in a seminar or in a classroom or in a healing. You start to buy in to the thought form. At some point, if you see or hear something that sparks you, that's when I bought into it. My second or third class, I helped heal a man so he didn't have to have an amputated leg. I really bought into that pretty good. You know, that was a pretty cool thing. Well, some of you saw me working on D yesterday, and one of the things that we learn in matrix energetics is that we don't do any healing and we don't deal with disease. because that puts it at the particle duality level. Okay? Health and disease are particle things. Those are particle words. We try to use wave words. Oh, I think a wave word is, I'm curious what would happen if I touch you here and here. I wonder what would happen if I do this. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no...
She wants to put your foot back together. She wants to connect her ankle to the knee bone. How is she going to say, I wonder what would happen if I knew this?
She does. How did she know that this would work? How in the world is waving your fingers like this going to do anything for anybody? It makes sense to you. It does, but I mean, is any doctor going to believe that?
No, not talking about doctors, but is she focusing on the bones in your ankles when she's doing this?
It might work, it might not.
So there's no focus.
There's no focus. You just do what you feel like you should do. You just feel intuitively, maybe I'm going to see a white rabbit going down a hole, and then the white rabbit turns into a white tiger. And you talk to them, okay, to the person that you're saying this to, it's nonsensical to you, and you find out that the white tiger is their power animal, and they've got a picture of it up in their bedroom. You have to be out of your left brain. You don't have to do anything. You have to play. You have to laugh. You have to be open to the possibility that anything can happen. Because
what did Sherry do when she helped you?
As far as I knew, all she was doing was closing her eyes with her hands stretched out like this. That's all I saw. But it felt like she was pushing me with 25 pounds. And we did it for about an hour. Now, Michelle had lit candles. And she put on this certain meditation music that she uses a lot. And she has white carpet in her living room. And she has Buddha sitting there and other representations of other modalities. And she set up an atmosphere that was conducive to switching from the left brain to the right brain. And so that's why masters or teachers of certain modalities are very rigid that you do it this way. You hit your hand this way, you tap this way, you do this, you do that. Because they're trying to get you to repeat the effect until you go into a trance. And the trance is called a shamanic journey, it's called dropping into your heart space, it's called collapsing the field. It depends on what modality you're in. I close my eyes, I go still, I start laughing. You know, there's different ways of getting yourself out of your left brain into your right brain. So we were talking about this briefly yesterday, and Dee said, my back hurts, and I went, oh, I wonder what would happen if I do this and this. And then I just started laughing, and we were talking and being silly and acting like it was no big deal. And we did it for a little while, and I can show you what happened. Dee started swaying. She started moving, which is a common occurrence in matrix energetics, that your body starts resonating to something. It starts moving to something. A lot of times it's circular, sometimes it's back and forth. But you never know what to expect, and you have no expectations. And when you can stay in the playful mind, when you can stay out of the left brain, am I doing this right? Do I put my fingers right here? Do I do this? Do I do that? If you can stay out of that left brain, trying to figure it out brain, and get into the right brain where you're being playful, you're a lot more likely to be successful in whatever modality you're trying to use. Now, one of the modalities that matrix energetics plays with is the 2-point. And if you want to feel around to your table with your right hand just in front of you, just move your hand around until it feels like stopping. Just flat on the table. Now, don't get into your left brain thinking you got to do anything particular. Just try it. If you feel like stopping, stop. And then use your left hand and start moving it around and see if you feel a pull between your two hands. Do they kind of feel connected somehow? Kind of shake your right hand a little bit. Shake your left hand a little bit. Do you feel like the two magnets that kind of repel each other? Do you feel some kind of line between those two things, or do you feel nothing? It doesn't matter. Just stop and just notice. And get out of your left brain.
Am I 2 inches away or 3 inches away? Right?
Yes.
You said there's no healing. Do no healing. What's this other statement you made? You said
there's no disease and there's no healing. Because all you're doing is going to the quantum field before it occurred, where it doesn't exist, and you're bringing back some information. Yeah. Kind of, because it's healing, it's scientific.
She had this idea that don't worry about what you see, you know, what you touch and feel. It. Just to have all the image in your mind, the correct image.
Yeah.
You know, and people say, but my leg is broken. And she would say, no, you just think it's broken.
Right. So you can do what's called a two-point. You can just get curious on somebody else or on yourself and just feel it. We're kind of out of time. I was going to do another demonstration, but I don't want to keep you guys too long.
I'll be back.